we read further in the Gospel of Mark, continuing after where our recitation leaves off, and the angel, speaking to the women, says, "But go away, tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he said to you." And going out quickly, they fled from the sepulchre with trembling and amazement. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And when he rose again early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She, having gone forth, reported it to those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and was seen by her, did not believe. And after these things, he was manifested in another form to two of them as they were walking, as they were going into the country. And they, going away, reported it to the rest. Neither did they believe them. Afterwards, he was manifested to the 11 as they sat, and he reproached them for their unbelief and hard-heartedness, because they did not believe them who had seen him when he was risen. And he said to them, "Going forth into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow along with them who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Though they drink anything deadly, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the ailing, and they shall become well." Then indeed the Lord, after speaking to them, was taken up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they, going forth, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. We read also from the heavenly doctrine about holy fear. Speaking generally, fear is of two kinds: fear in what is not holy, and fear in what is holy. Holy fear is the result of wonder at the divine, and also the result of love. Love without holy fear is as if without flavor. It is like food not salted and consequently tasteless. But love with fear is like food that is salted but still does not taste of salt. The fear of love is a fear of injuring the Lord in any way, or of injuring the neighbor in any way, thus of injuring what is good and true in any way, and consequently of injuring the holy things of love and faith and the consequent worship. But this fear is various and is not the same with one person as with another. In general, the more of the love of good and truth someone has, the more he fears lest good and truth be injured. And yet, to this extent, it does not appear to be fear. Holy fear is love, but love such as is the love of little children toward their parents, of parents toward their children, of married partners toward each other, who fear to do anything which displeases, and thus in any way does injury to love. Such fear is insinuated into love during man's regeneration. As this fear is in agreement with love, and can be within and actually is within or united to love, it is for this reason called holy fear, and it is the fear of sinning or doing something contrary to the commandments, thus contrary to the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. Children, our recitation today comes from the Gospel of Mark. Mark, more than the other Gospels, tells how hard it was for the women and the disciples to believe the good news that say this too. For example, in Matthew it says that when the disciples saw the Lord, some worshiped, they worshiped, but some doubted. And in Luke, the Lord was walking with two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and he said to them, "Oh, foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" And in John, we find that Mary Magdalene, when she first saw the Lord, thought he was the gardener because she couldn't believe that it was really the Lord. But Mark especially says this. Mark says that when the women saw the angel of the Lord sitting in the Lord's empty tomb, they were astounded. Astounded means they were thunderstruck. It means they were so shocked and afraid that they could hardly move. That's what it was like for them when they saw the angel of the Lord. And the angel told them, after he told them that the Lord was risen, he showed them that he was not there in the tomb, he told them, "Go and tell the disciples." But what did they do? They fled from the sepulcher. They ran away as fast as they could, and they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. And so the Lord came and appeared to Mary Magdalene. And he reminded her that her job was to go and tell the disciples. And this time, now that she'd seen the Lord herself, she went and told them. But they didn't believe her. And then the Lord appeared to those two disciples walking away from Jerusalem into the country. And when they realized that it was the Lord who was talking to them, they went, turned right around and went back to Jerusalem and told the 11 disciples, and they didn't believe them either. So finally, the Lord came to the 11 disciples, and he reproached them, he rebuked them, he scolded them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. But then he gave them a wonderful job to do, to go around and tell everyone the good news that he is risen and that we can repent and go to heaven. And the disciples did it. They got up and they went and they preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them, confirming the word with wonderful signs. Now, a wonderful thing about the Gospel of Mark is that it shows that the women and the disciples were just ordinary people. They were inclined to be unbelieving and hard of heart. And the Lord loved them and worked with them anyway. He didn't give up on them. He came and reproached them. He rebuked them so that they could stop being stuck and astounded, and they could do the useful work that the Lord had for them to do. And then he worked with them. But why were they so afraid? Why were they so astounded when they saw the angel of the Lord? Well, you might remember other stories in the Word where people see the angel of the Lord and how every time it says they were afraid. Like Zacharias in the temple. Or Mary, when the angel Gabriel came to her. Or the shepherds, who feared with great fear. Or in the Old Testament, there's the judge Gideon. When he saw the angel of the Lord, he thought he was going to die. And so did Manoah and his wife, the parents of Samson. And John on the Isle of Patmos, when he turned around and he saw the Lord walking in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, he fell at the Lord's feet as dead. And the Lord put his right hand on him, raised him up and said, "Fear not." And it was like that for Daniel the prophet when he saw the Lord too. And think what it was like for people when the Lord himself was in the world. Whenever he did a miracle, and people got a clue that this was not just an ordinary man, they were afraid. Like when the Lord calmed the sea, calmed the storm on the Sea of Galilee, they said, "What kind of a man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey him?" And they were afraid. Or when the Lord raised Jairus' daughter from death to life, or the son of the widow of Nain, it says that people were filled with fear and at the same time with joy. Why is it that people are afraid to see the Lord? Well, it's because the Lord
so holy and we are not. The Lord is everything good and true, and we are nothing but receivers of goodness and truth from Him. And to receive goodness and truth from Him, we have to let our selfishness die away to make room to receive what is the Lord's. And that is scary all by itself, especially to the evil spirits who are with us, who want us to be selfish. But even more than that, if we love the Lord, then we are afraid to do anything that would disappoint Him. And sometimes we feel like there's nothing we can do but disappoint Him. Like when He gives us good and true things, sometimes it feels like we can do nothing but mess them up. And so it's right for us to have a holy fear in the presence of the Lord. Now think what it was like for the women and the disciples on Easter morning. They had been living with Jesus for some years now. They had been walking long distances with Him and talking with Him and eating meals. Probably the Lord had touched a lot of them with His hands. They had been living very close with Him for a long time now. And that was okay if they thought of Him as a wonderful man and a great prophet and teacher sent by God. But what were they finding out on Easter morning? They saw that Jesus was not in the tomb. He had risen with His whole body. And no man can do that. Only God can do that. That meant that Jesus is God. And that is astounding. Isn't it astonishing to think that the God of heaven and earth would come into the world and put on a human form just to be with us? Isn't it astonishing that Yehovah God would be willing to come down into this world where things are so messed up, where things are not the way He wants them to be? The evil spirits remind us of all the bad things we've done and we're ashamed. And it makes us unbelieving. And hard of heart to believe that the Lord would really want to be with us in this world. But is it true? Does God really want to be with us in spite of all the bad things we've done? Does He want to work with us even though we are hard-hearted and unbelieving? Is the Lord strong enough to lift us up out of our selfishness and our bad habits? Is He strong enough to lift us from death into eternal life? Yes, He is. The good news is that good. But it's hard to believe sometimes. Sometimes it's hard for us to just not be anything more than astounded that the Lord would be with us. And so sometimes the Lord needs to come and rebuke us so that we get and stop being stuck and can go ahead and do what He's asking us to do. And then the Lord gives us wonderful jobs to do. We get to share this good news with other people, not just by what we say to them, although that's important too, but especially in the way we treat other people, other ordinary people like us, who also tend to be hard-hearted and unbelieving sometimes. We can share the Lord's good news with them. And then the Lord works with us and confirms His word with wonderful signs. Amen.